Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor and to proclaim liberty to captives.
Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On another occasion, Jesus began to teach by the sea. A very large crowd gathered around him, so that he got into a boat on the sea and sat down. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on land. And he taught them at length in parables. And in the course of his instructions, he said to them, "Hear this. A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no grain. And some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit. It came up and grew and yielded 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he added, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." And when he was alone, those present along with the 12 questioned him about the parables. He answered them, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to those outside, everything comes in parables, so that they may look and see but not perceive, and hear and listen but not understand, in order that they may not be converted and be forgiven." Jesus said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the word sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, who, when they hear the word, receive it at once with joy, but they have no roots, and they last only for a while. Then, when tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Those sown among thorns are another sort. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety and lure of riches and the craving for other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But those sown on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. I've got lots of things spinning in my head this morning, but I'll try to make it concise. You know, as we read this parable, such a story in the Gospel, it's such a common story for us, of the sower sowing the seed. But the one line that always catches us, and we just kind of gloss over it, it says when they questioned him about the parable, he went back to Isaiah and to the 6th chapter of Isaiah, which said, as Isaiah was told to go out and proclaim the word, and God told him that the word that he would preach was for those that they might look and see but not perceive, and hear and listen but not understand, in order that they may not be converted and forgiven. It comes from Isaiah, but it was at a time when the people were not listening to the Lord. They've hardened their hearts. Things were getting really bad, and they were being ready to be conquered by the Babylonians and led away into slavery, and they were not listening to anything. And as the Jewish community reflected, it was because of that hardness of heart that they were led away into slavery. But it was also in that experience of slavery that their hearts were turned back to the Lord, and the Lord saved them. But it comes from that time. But the interesting part is that in that sixth chapter of Isaiah, it also has part of a vision that Isaiah received as he received his own calling. And he says he heard the angels say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts." Is that familiar? We use that from Isaiah, the sixth chapter. We use that, and it's also repeated in other parts of the Old Testament, words of praise as we prepare to celebrate our Eucharist. We stop and we give praise, and we also then include the words of the crowd when they were welcoming Jesus into Jerusalem, where they said, "Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." The words of our own Eucharist here, but they come from the Scriptures. The other part is if I could remember it. Well, it's gone. But with Isaiah, the words that we hear, the context that comes, as Isaiah is receiving this call, he says, "And then I heard God say, whom shall I send? Who will go for me?" And Isaiah responds, "Here I am, Lord, send me." That's familiar. It's the song that had become so familiar, "Here I am, Lord." But it's based on Isaiah's response, all in the sixth chapter of Isaiah. And it also includes Samuel's response to Eli as he's being called in the night. And he keeps going back to Eli and saying, "Here I am, you called." But those two scriptures from the calling of Samuel and the calling of Isaiah are what's part of that song that we use so often and has touched our hearts. But this calling of Isaiah and these little verse, part of Isaiah's message of a people whose hearts are hardened and who don't listen no matter what's said. But in Jesus' parables, when we finally understand them, they become powerful reminders for us of God's love, and they speak to us in very special ways, more than just speaking out loud, but the imagery of the parables always encourages us and moves us and is a gift from Christ to us.